51. A horrible whisper. 12 soldiers pointed carbines at them. 2 more soldiers held the leashes on the mechanical hounds. The falconer carried the mechanical falcons on his arms. Tharpa pointed the elephant gun directly at Miss Hakandottir. She looked right through him.
"Ah, Ingrid, it's only a stone head," Mr. Socrates said. "A talisman. Useless. Not even made of gold."
"I shall be the judge of that, Alan. Thanks to that head, I have lost several men to madness. Some have died. And yet you have seen it, and you remain your old, obstinate self. I wonder why."
"We're English," he said.
Modo was impressed by his flippancy.
"Your Indian slave is not. Neither is your pilot. Perhaps the men I sent in here were just weak."
Mr. Socrates shrugged.
"We seem to have reached an impasse. Lower your gun, Tharpa."
Tharpa did.
"Ah, these last many years have given you wisdom," Miss Hakandottir said. "Now, please, Modo."
She looked at him, almost pouting.
"Stop trying to hide the head. Deliver it to me."
Mr. Socrates nodded, and Modo took a step forward. He lifted the head of the statue so that it was caught by the sapphire light. A soldier approached with his hands out to take it, but when Modo turned the face toward him, the man went white. He raised a hand to cover his eyes, then whimpered and stumbled backward.
"What is wrong with you?"
Miss Hakandottir shouted. But when she looked squarely into the carved face, even she fell silent. She lowered her gaze. Modo took another step forward, and they all moved back. More soldiers covered their faces. Miss Hakandottir tried to raise her head, but failed. One soldier dropped his pistol and ran screaming back down the tunnel. He was followed by another, and another. Even the falconer cried out and turned, carrying his birds with him. The hounds, confused, followed. Miss Hakandottir stood alone.